Proclamation number 4736 of 11th of September, 1949. God speaks to man through the heart. Whatever your heart tells you to do, that you should do, for I speak to you through the heart, providing you want to hear my voice. Thus you can let your heart speak or your intellect, i.e., you can pay attention to your feelings or also let reason prevail, thus strive for some advantage through your actions, whereas the heart does not achieve this advantage. But if you want me to advise you by first asking me for instruction, then you need only pay attention to your feelings and what you do now will truly be right. Then your heart is merely the mediator of my will and you can follow its voice. Thus you will also be instructed according to your feelings, i.e., you will instinctively reject what is wrong and accept what corresponds to the truth. And this also explains why people who are intimately connected to me instinctively reject misguided teachings when they are presented to them. This is a sign that their soul resists something that is unwelcome to it, that in its desire for what is right and true it is warned by the spirit within itself to accept something untrue, that it therefore unconsciously adopts a hostile attitude and does not hide its attitude but openly confesses it. Then I myself will cause this person to express his rejection because I want misguided teachings to be branded as pernicious for the soul. But if a person's inner voice is silent and he does not recognize the wrongness of an action or teaching, then he does not ask for my advice but is convinced of himself or his ability to judge. He does not ask and therefore cannot receive an answer. I cannot speak to him through the heart because he is not mindful of his sensations. But the will to reject would nevertheless awaken in him if you are only serious about the pure truth which, however, he could only ever find about me and through me. Anyone who falls prey to misguided teachings must look for the blame within himself, for as soon as he demands the truth it will be offered to him. For I always speak through the heart to those who want to be instructed by me, because I will not leave a person in error who desires the truth. Amen.